Hey there, guys! It's been a while, and I miss you so, 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 so much.
Welcome back!
Oh, thank you, Lily. Thank you.
Cool. 欢迎大家收听我们今天的早安英文，我是木木。
我是 Day. So, I think I have a problem that I need your help with, Mumu. I know you're going to be like, hey, I know you need my help and stuff.
I'll think about if I will help you or not. So, tell me what's the problem.
Well, in China, I just don't know when or how to tell someone to hurry up. I don't know when is the correct way or how this is the correct way or what is the polite way to say it. Because, like, and outside of China, whenever someone is taking too long in front of you, like if you're in a line or you're buying food or something, we can just politely say, hey, excuse me, what's the hold up?
Actually, you just want to say, hurry up.
Well, I want to say hurry up, but I don't want to get my butt kicked.
所以今天我们就要来聊一聊如何来用英文来催别人，用一些非常礼貌的方式。比如说欧弟刚刚说的，我们在排队的时候等得太久了，不耐烦了，可能就会问Hey, what is hold up? 怎么堵了? Why nobody's moving? Mm-hmm. 就是这个意思。But we also can use informal ways of saying hurry up.
Yeah, but...
To friends, close family members.
How do I say that in Chinese?
就快点儿。
快点儿。
快点儿走。
跟每个人吗?
Not everybody.
Then how do I say it to someone who's old? 请你快点儿一下。
快点儿一下。Kind of, kind of.
Hey, 麻烦你。
稍微快一点点可以吗?
All right. So, okay. As you just noticed, that Mumu just said there is an informal way, polite, and there is a formal way, and there is an impolite, not impolite, just an informal way to use with friends.
Yeah, there is an idiom like chop chop.
Yeah, there's a chop
chop. Like, hurry up.
Yeah, so...How about today we share some phrases or idioms in some situations using formal and informal ways to explain to you guys how to use them?
Sounds great. 今天我们就来聊一聊正式和非正式的场合如何来催人。那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。
So, scene number one. This is like my scene voice. You're in a bank.And you are queuing, and someone in front of you is taking a long time, and you have to be at your office in 10 minutes for a meeting. What do you say?
So we have two ways, a formal way and an informal way.
Yeah, the formal way is just saying, hey, I'm sorry, but please can you move a bit quicker? I'm running late for a meeting.
所以刚刚我得说的这个句子就是啊，对不起，稍微快点，我开会要迟到了，你可以再快一点吗？
So you use this with people who are older than you or have a higher rank in the job, like your boss or someone who you should be respecting.
Like me?
No, not you.
Okay.
You should respect me with that.
I'm going to share the informal way.
Uh-huh.
Hey, step on it. I have a meeting in 10 minutes. Sounds so rude.
Yeah, it is so rude.
Yeah. If the person in front of you is a friend...Or a coworker, or someone who didn't listen to you when you spoke to them in a polite way,、
mm-hmm.
use this. 就如果是你关系特别好，特别关系特别铁的朋友、
mm-hmm.
或是你的非常好的同事，或是这个人就根本就不听你的，你就可以 use this way.
But I have a question, like, where、yeah. did the phrase step on it come from?
You know, when you step on the gas pedal、
uh-huh.
in a car,、
uh-huh.
it makes it go faster.Right? 就是踩油门、
yeah.
就加快速度。Hence the phrase step on it is used whenever you want someone to do something faster. 直接翻译就是踩在上面啊，就是加一脚油门的意思。快点快点。
Uh-huh. So, scene number two.
Same voice again.
You are in a restaurant waiting for your order, which did not arrive for a while now. You are nervous and angry. What phrase should we use? Formal or informal?
For me...I would use a formal way because there might be a mix-up in the dishes or something wrong happened in the kitchen.
Maybe.
So you have to be thoughtful.
Okay.
Shouting on the waiter won't make the situation any better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, excuse me, but I have been waiting here for a while now and my dish still didn't arrive. If possible, can you please be faster? I have a tight schedule. 不好意思，我等太久了，我时间特别紧，我的菜还没有来，请问能够帮我催一催吗？
But that's cute and formal. Like, what if in an informal way, the waiter is rude to you,、
mm-hmm.
and the dish still didn't arrive after talking about him in an informal way and telling him, please, can I have my dish? We can just say, hey, chop chop. I'm running out of patience.
You're bald.
I'm bald, yeah.
Yeah, you are. 就如果对方的态度也不好，你就说 Hey, chop, chop, 快点快点、
yeah.
我都没耐心了。
别说麻烦你快点一点。No, you just say chop, chop, man.
快点。
I'm running out of patience, come on.
You don't even need to say please.
Yeah, just don't say please. But to be honest, I wouldn't do this or even recommend you guys to use this because、
yes.
the best way to respond to someone who's being rude to you is just by being respectful.
Still being respectful.
Yeah.、Mm. So, Mumu, do you want、yeah. to use the scene voice for the last one? Come on, try it.
Scene three, in the office.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you.So we sent email and really need to get the reply in a short time. We can use some polite way to say this.
Like, I'm looking forward to your prompt reply.
对，这个 look forward to 就是期待 prompt 就是及时的，就是非常期待您及时回信。其实就是想说呢，快点给我回信。Or we could say we would be grateful for an early reply. 就早点回信，不胜感激。早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，带着大家从衣食住行一起来学习地道的口语表达。那么大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了，让我们一起快速帮你解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
So guys, we gave you a lot of idioms, not idioms, it's a lot of
expressions
and ways to say hurry up,
hurry up
in a formal and informal way. You got to hear my scene voice, which is so sexy, and Mumu's voice, which is
So-so. I know that's what you want to say.
Yeah, yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. That's it for today.
嗯，希望大家能够用上这些表达来适当的情况下来催别人。那珍惜我们的时间。So much for today's podcast. 我是木木。
我是 Day.
我们下期见。
Bye.
Bye.